Just how many times have you tried to stop scrolling on your phone? Let's be honest, we have all been there. Once in a blue moon, we throw our phone away, watch a motivational video, get inspired for a short period of time, and take action on an emotional high to self-improve. Then we set up life trackers on Notion, create a full productive routine for the next day, but it never seems to happen. Because the next morning you wake up, and you just literally give up. Or sometimes you take few steps and as soon as it gets tough, you give up again. And you continue scrolling on your phone. You continue doing this even though you have been told or you have already known yourself that your phone is sabotaging you. This gadget in your hands is what changed your life in a bad way because you used it in the wrong way. When the first ever mobile phone was invented, when the Wi-Fi was invented, people were expecting great results that would lead humanity to the next step. And of course it did, but over time everything changed, and billions of people spent their time looking at their screen and doing absolutely nothing. Phone addiction is one of the biggest non-drug addictions in human history. Studies show that excessive phone use is linked to procrastination, depression, lower productivity, disrupted sleep, poor physical health, and etc. We all know these kind of diseases. But first of all, why do we get obsessed with our phones when reality is literally more gorgeous than this gadget? First of all, it's not a battle between you and your phone. It's a battle between you and the huge industries of social media. You can't imagine just how many social media companies want one thing from you. And that's your attention. They want your attention towards their company, towards their social media app. Because that's how they make money. So they use psychological tricks. So they act as a source of unexpected and expected rewards via apps. In psychology, the principle of variable ratio, variable reward reinforcement, states that we maximize a behavior, like picking up the phone, when we get random rewards at random intervals. So to increase the number of rewards, we are motivated to increase the behavior. These rewards are usually texts, snaps, likes, comments, shares, app notifications, enjoyment, content releases, escape from current stress, laughs and relatability from reels and memes and shorts. With the predictable rewards, our behavior adjusts to when those rewards are likely to occur. But when they are random rewards at random times, we instantly pick up the phone, open apps to see if the reward is there as much as we can. And when it's there, we repeat. But if it is not there, we are immediately frustrated and repeat the action to reduce the frustration. And that was just one of the psychological tricks they use on you. I'm sure there are a lot of more tricks like that. And the only thing you can do is to take control over your mind. You should be in charge of your attention, not them. Believe it or not, there's no such thing that will help you to overcome phone addiction. There's no secret technique or plan. There's only you and your willpower. That's all for today. I was your host, Rosanne Varuna. If you liked today's episode, you can follow us here or follow us on our Instagram account, bot.personal_growth_12. Keep going, consistency is the key.